Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey, it's Ebro. It's Laura. It's Rosenberg. We are here. We back.
Back from where?
Just back from a long weekend celebrating MLK. All
right. Yeah. Hi. Yeah.
And we're looking for two people right now to call us up. 800-223-9797. You can win a $100 gift card from Ladies Who List Atlanta. So don't miss the all new series that follows the lives of six powerful black business women, Ladies Who List Atlanta. New episodes Friday at 9 and 8 Central on OWN. So call us up right now to play Law Never Loses.
That new dream dog. You, bro, what you know about that?
BX. Peep the sample, yo. Why she sampling Fergie? Blast. Ty Dolla, Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning, Tri-State.
Morning.
Good morning, world. Whoever be locked into us, all different states. We got people San Antonio, all over Texas, all over Pennsylvania, Oregon. You know what I mean? Peace, peace, peace. Laura, you had a great weekend.
Yeah, I had a nice weekend. I took my daughter to the Children's Museum. So she's like 14 months, so now she like understands. So everything was like exciting, and you know, it was cool.
Her first understanding it more?
Her first everything.
First, okay.
Yeah. So she was just like, you know,
man,
screaming.
Even if it was her second, she just now getting it though.
Right, you know right. I mean? She's learning new emotions and like new feelings. So it's like a first anyway.
Right.
But it was fun. It was really fun. I don't know if Ricardo and I had more fun than she did.
Probably.
Watching her. Well, I'll tell you one thing, guys. Chasing after her and like crawling underneath stuff and my back, I was like, oof.
Well, that is a nice old injury. Chasing your kid at the Children's Museum and sore afterwards.
Ricardo and I were like, whoa, we're washed. I was like, why? Why do we feel like we just did a major workout?
That is
it was
good.
Cool.
Different movements, man.
Yep. You see, all the parents had one hand on their backs. It was pretty funny.
Yo, the good thing about those children's museums, though, a lot of times you ain't got to chase your kid. They're built for kids to just bug out. So
yeah, facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Are.
Just
they
let them go, man. See you later. Bye.
Yeah, but it was fun.
You know, Rosenberg, you had a great weekend, man.
Yeah, it was solid. I mean, I watched a lot of terrible football.
Man. Wait,
what was terrible about football?
Oh, so much to ask.
The games were just bad.
Really?
Yeah, it was just bad games. They added an extra team to the playoffs this year, and the result were teams getting mopped.
They didn't deserve to be there.
Yes. Teams that should not be playing getting just completely mopped. Now, it was fun to watch the Cowboys get mopped.
Just about to say that, because... Cause I don't recall anyone ever in my life, any team ever in my life, people wanting them to lose so bad. Maybe the Yankees, because they win so much, but not because there's real disdain for the team, but just because they win a lot. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen a professional sports team where that doesn't win. Be celebrated when they lose.
Right. Like the people hate them in spite of the fact they haven't won.
They don't do
long.
Anything. Like, I, of course we remember the Patriots being annoying, but they were winners.
And boy, speaking of seeing someone get their comeuppance, my Lord. I mean, if you were a Bills fan, that must have been. I talked to my cousin who's a huge Bills fan.
Wait, what happened? Like,
I said, yo, Saturday must have been one of the greatest nights of your life. He said it was the greatest night of my sports life. The Bills beat the Patriots. Imagine how the Patriots tormented them for 20 years.
Oh, God.
Up until 5 years ago, for 3 years ago. For 20 years, Laura, the Bills just got eaten by Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, and the Patriots. And on Saturday night, they played in Buffalo, 0 degree weather. The Bills played a perfect offensive game. They never punted.
Wow.
All they did was score every drive. Josh Allen, the quarterback for the Bills, had more touchdowns than incompletions.
Wow.
Bill Belichick got embarrassed, destroyed. So, but I mean, shout out to the Bills fan.
But you know, look. Isn't the Patriots have like a rookie quarterback? It's like a new team or something.
It is. No. And they're not a super talented team with a lot of stars.
So to even get to that point was a big deal for the Patriots, right? Not to take anything away from the Bills. I know that was a big deal for you.
No. Expectation wise, you're not wrong, but still imagine the satisfaction of doing that.
Yeah, for sure. Yo, and the Bills, you know, every time we talk about New York football or New York sports, we never mention Buffalo.
What's for?
I mean, let's be honest. It's because it's not. It's New York State. It's not. You know what I'm saying?
It is not New York.
It's Canada. New York. Y'all are technically in Canada. Let's keep it on it. It's a Canadian team. Real talk.
But but still, I had a good show weekend, man. Playoffs are always fun.
There you go, man. Yeah, man. Dallas, man. I've never seen anything like it, Laura Stiles. Now, so you know, Laura, and everybody out there, the Cowboys are King Louie and Juanito's team.
I know.
Also, Jay-Z. Who else likes the Cowboys? Whack 100. who else did I get to text over the weekend? And just, I was just on social media just seeing all of the people post about the Cowboys and make fun of them. That I really got to share a bunch of things. I wasn't involved in watching the game like that, but, you know. Being able to share that with Cowboys fans, it really felt good.
It made you happy.
It felt like I was watching it, the sport. It felt like I was involved. Because I still don't like the Cowboys. And I really don't know why. And I honestly, you know what it is about the Cowboys? They're never that good, but they get coverage like they're the best team in the league. I think that's what it is. It's their owner. It's the stadium. It's the fans. You have fans in towns that are like, why are you a Cowboys fan? You live in Idaho. Like, it makes no sense.
Yeah, I mean, they're the most popular team in the sport. And they have been since everyone jumped on the bandwagon in the early 90s.
I think it's all marketing, though. It's all because you're inundated with Cowboys all the time. There's always a story about the Cowboys. When there's no need to be a story about the Cowboys.
See, I don't know. I don't know what comes first, the chicken or the egg.
What's the story about the Cowboys? They don't win. They're not winning every year. It's like, what are the Cowboys doing? Not winning.
They're not
going to the Super Bowl.
What's the Super
Bowl? They're
not
winning.
It's a Super Bowl.
Wait, is that like a soap? That's a game.
Yeah, it's where a you Super Bowl. It's bubbles. It's like a bag.
It's a bubble. They do better.
It's a bubble
that
bowl. All right, let's get into it. Who's on the line, Shiny Culture? We got Lisa and David. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
David, good morning. David?
Yo, Dave.
Top of the morning to ya.
Lisa, who do you want to represent you today? Right. Good morning.
Laura, obviously.
Wow. Lisa.
Obviously.
Let's go.
I mean, it is the game that lives up to its name.
Sometimes.
If you're trying to win some.
I'm trying to call your name before they even, like, halfway finish the question, Ebro.
That's right. I got to shoot or shoot, Lisa. Shoot or shoot.
That is right.
60 seconds on the clock.
Hold on.
What, David? What, David?
I got every faith in Ebro, but I thought we switched up this year. We had the fans battle each other. What happened, Laura? You was doing this last week.
Oh, you know, we do it sometimes because sometimes Ebro's later on vacation. Okay. And, you know, usually it's just, you know. Ebro's so that's late. When I do that. Yeah, or Rosenberg. Being, Rosenberg's late.
And it not being played has never happened.
Actually, never Rosenberg happened. Being late and Ebro being on vacation. There you go.
That happens.
That happens.
But I got no pressure. Ebro,
also, you don't want to do that.
You.
Also, yeah, I don't think you want that smoke, Dave. Yeah, I think it sounds like Lisa got that fire right now, bro.
Facts. Yeah, you seem like you'd hesitate. And she,
Wait, see, we lose.
Lisa bang.
Lisa quit?
She quit?
Yeah, Lisa, you lose. That's what you get, Lisa. David, you the winner, son.
Oh, no, she called him back. She called him back.
No doubt, we won.
She called him back. She called him back.
Oh, damn. Damn.
She tapped out.
Nah, she here. Lisa, what up?
No, I'm here.
Oh, man, okay. I was like, yeah, karma got Lisa.
Wow.
Get for talking trash, Lisa. That's what you get, Lisa. 60 seconds on the clock. Shawnee with the question.
That's right.
Let's play. Laura, never lose it.
All right, here we go.
Go. Okay.
Who confirmed his new album is?
Ebro. Who confirmed his new album is? Let's go with Chris Brown.
Incorrect. Who confirmed his new album is part of a trilogy?
Oh, The Weeknd.
The Weeknd is correct. The city of Canberra is the capital of what country?
Ebro.
Ebro.
Capital of what is in the capital?
Canberra.
Three.
City of Canberra. It's the capital of Mongolia.
Incorrect. Laura Styles. Nothing?
New Zealand? I don't know.
Incorrect. Australia.
Canberra is the capital of Australia?
Canberra.
Never heard of it.
Are you sure?
Who is being accused of pouring hot sauce in
Ebro.
A condom?
Look. Ebro. Drake.
That is correct. Tie game. In the game of chess, which piece can regularly jump over
Ebro.
Other?
Ebro. Piece can regularly jump over. That would be the queen.
Incorrect. That was the tiebreaker.
I was going to say that too.
That was the king.
The king?
Yeah. Incorrect.
Wait, what is it?
That would be the knight.
The knight
can regularly jump over other pieces.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Man.
Here we go.
Man.
Is this the tiebreaker?
This is the tiebreaker.
Okay.
What animal is traditionally used for truffle hunting?
Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro.
A dog?
Incorrect.
No? Oh, man.
Oh, I know.
I think it's a pig.
A pig is right.
Right.
Oh! No!
Truffle hunting. Yes! Never heard of it.
Yes. Honestly, I would have said a dog first and then remembered the pig. No, congratulations, right. Lisa. Listen, Lisa! You won a $100 gift card. From the ladies who list Atlanta. Don't forget, don't miss the all-new series that follows the lives of six powerful black businesswomen, Ladies Who List Atlanta. New episodes Friday, 9, 8 Central on OWN.
The key word was traditional.
Traditional?
Thank you, thank you. Thank
they definitely have truffle hunting dogs.
Thank you.
Yo, you're welcome. On the way, flashing lights, Laura Styles.
Coming up in a flashing lights report, her boy Vic Mensa got arrested.
He's still in jail?
I'll give you details on the story coming up next.
1 minute commercial free.
Non-stop hip-hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning.
Woo!
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
That was Issa's big request this weekend. Issa's big request this weekend was, Daddy, can you play the song, I'm Not a Player, I Just Crush a Lot?
Really?
Wow. I was like, really?
Did you
she
break
was
it
like,
down?
Yeah, I like that song. Mm. No, I didn't break it. I mean, what am I break it down?
Right, right.
She didn't ask, like, what does it mean? Right. I got to wait for those years. Those years are coming.
What does crush a lot
mean? She knows what crush means. Like, maybe she's probably assuming, like, he's got a crush on somebody. Like, he likes somebody. You know?
Right. He crushes a lot. He likes so many different
ladies. He likes so many different people. And, I mean, technically, she's not wrong. Right. Let's go. Flash your lights, Laura Styles.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights, lights.
I know you're
lights.
Ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
So Vic Mensa was hanging out in Ghana with Chance the Rapper. You know, they were there traveling around Africa for a couple of weeks to encourage tourism.
Well, let's be clear. Vic been there for like a month.
Yes.
And but his dad is from there. You know, his dad's from there. He's Ghanaian.
So, even taking pictures with the president and just moving around. But on his way back, he was booked for felony narcotics possession. So reports are saying that he had a stash of shrooms. So I have to give him a little button right here. Like, come on, fam.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Why do people think that it's clean to just travel with just rando, especially, you know, these are drugs.
Shrooms stink, don't they?
Nah, shrooms don't stink.
No, they don't stink.
They don't smell like
Nah.
But you should know better. You know, you understand what I'm saying? Like, you travel internationally.
No, come it's on, definitely a congrats. There's no way around it. It's definitely a congratulations. You played yourself. But in the day and era where people are traveling with weed, little stashes, you know, whatever. He was
weed
probably like, this ain't really
nothing.
He's probably like, this ain't really nothing like that. This ain't like that. Like
I'm still not adjusted to being able to like just throw weed in your suitcase.
Hell no. Well, by the way, you can't.
But people are all the time. Man.
All the time. But technically, you can't. It's still a federal, a controlled substance at the federal level. It's not legal on the federal level. So traveling across state lines.
Oh, no, internationally, you can't do that.
And traveling internationally.
Have you guys seen Locked Up Abroad?
Right.
No, they haven't.
Have you guys ever seen that?
They have not.
Okay. Because let me tell you, some countries you have a joint and you'll get locked up.
Japan.
Do not
Yo,
play.
Japan, you smoke weed in Japan, 28 days, mando. Boom, just for smoking.
Come on, guys.
Not even. Doesn't even have to be your weed. Somebody could have just handed it to you.
Yep. Wow.
You're doing 28 days.
And he travels enough, he probably knows better. Like, or he should know better, right?
You should, because it's still, it remains a Schedule I substance under federal law. So, of course, look, there's push to legalize it, but here, different countries, different story. Mm. So, I don't know. So, right now, we're still waiting to see what happens, but he's definitely going to be on my list of congratulations, because I can't. I feel like he's well-traveled. He should know better.
How many states have legalized marijuana at this point? 20? 19
know,
or 20?
But a lot.
It's definitely not 50% of states, right? It's not at the point where a majority of states have legalized.
I don't think so.
No.
Because the federal government still has not. And I think a lot of that depends on the federal government waiting for most states to move in that direction, and then they'll come along.
Yeah, it says 18 states.
18.
Okay.
Recreational use of
So when
cannabis.
It gets to like 25, 26... That's when the federal government, I bet, comes along. Mm. But we talking about shrooms. We talking about shrooms.
Shrooms different. I know. That's your Flash and Lights report. The time is 7:02. Today's a high of 34 degrees, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Shrooms is one of them things, though. Like,
you gone too far?
Nah, it's just one of those. I've done shrooms many times, man. And you'll be like, all right, I'm done. Can we stop now?
Right.
Like,
but you can't.
You can't. It just keeps going, and you're like, "All right, man,
it ain't over.
Over. It's it the party's not over.
The party's not over, man.
You're like, come on, man.
You're like, it's
my party's over.
I'm done.
I thought I'd tell you that.
Let me off the ride.
I know it's so true.
Coming up, congratulations. You played yourself and ride or die. Good morning, everybody.
WQHD-FM, HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Laura, you never saw the chupacabra? I saw a chupacabra, but it was a copybearer.
You didn't see a chupacabra. Chupacabra, remember whole animals were like found with no blood in their systems, all sucked dry like jerky?
That was fake, bro.
You know,
it wasn't real.
Blood is out there. I believe it.
Now, I believe in the chupacabra. I'm just saying those animals sucked dry like beef jerky was like animals that had been dead for a while, probably.
What is that from? What are you guys talking about again?
Chupacabra is a Latin American, like, I don't even know what to call it, like a boogeyman almost.
Boogeyman?
Like a monster, yeah.
Mm.
Chupacabra. Honestly, I just really think it's a UFO.
It's a UFO.
It was an alien. It was.
You think never got the answer.
Oh, so wait. So you're with us now, Laura.
Yo, I'm
so enough time. Listening. Enough time with your man talking.
Anunnaki,
the Anunnaki and a Gigi.
Yeah, Gigi.
Now you up on the chupacabra. You feel like the chupacabra was an alien.
There's no explanation of the chupacabra. No one. Everyone was like, okay, everything's great. Just keep on going with your lives. No answers of the chupacabra. Had to be an alien.
See, and the Pentagon already admitted that they with us. So.
Well, they didn't admit that it was a chupacabra, though.
That they've seen a... Not that part. Nah, not that part. That'd be nice, though.
They didn't go, like... They didn't say any fictitious night monster, boogeyman, Bigfoot, chupacabra.
Pentagon didn't confirm.
It's all aliens. They didn't bundle it up for us.
They just said there could have been something. They didn't know what it was.
Now, I'll tell you what now. You watch that... what is it called? On the new Marvel...
Eternals.
The Eternals, where they go to Mesopotamia and Babylon, and they got the spaceship is hidden under Babylon, and it talks about all of the that's Anunnaki or Gigi talk right there.
Straight up,
yo.
I was gonna watch that this
in
weekend.
The Marvel joint.
Huh?
It might be a documentary.
It is a documentary. Yo, the new Eternals is a documentary.
You know how they do.
They put
it
in plain sight.
Yeah.
They put all the evidence in plain sight, son.
Huh.
Every time. And if you don't believe it, you know what you get.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
All that big willy talk, hop you up. Playing yourself, you're playing yourself, you're playing yourself.
I don't play. Because basically in the Eternals, they sent the Eternals to Earth to protect humans from basically a chupacabra.
Huh.
And the chupacabra... were coming to Earth to kill humans because who's the Eternals leader? What do they call them? The celestial beings had planted another celestial seed in Earth. Mm. And so the chupacabras was coming to kill the celestial seed because the celestial seed was going to be born out of Earth and destroy the whole planet.
What? Chupacabras are sucking goats and cows.
Wow.
Listen. Eternals, man. Go check it out, man, on Marvel. It's on the streaming services now, man.
Oh, my
you
God.
You gotta go look for it. Angelina Jolie's in it.
So you know it's real.
Yeah.
Right.
So you know
that's how
real.
You know.
You know what I'm saying?
That's how you know it's backed up by science.
That's a fact.
Laura, what's on your list today?
I guess I'm gonna give it to our boy Vic Mensa, man. Just because a person like him who's so well-traveled, he's an artist, he's toured, right? So he was in Ghana. With Chance the Rapper. He'd been there for weeks promoting tourism and showing the world how beautiful other countries are, specifically in Africa. And on his way back, he decided to pack a shrooms with him and got arrested, booked for felony narcotics possession. You know, it still remains a Schedule 1 substance under federal law. So even though there's a push in some states to legalize it, you can't be traveling, bro, abroad or coming back. You can't with drugs.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Let me remind you, in some countries, you can't even have a smoke weed. If you smoke weed, you will be in jail for a month.
Yeah.
How congratulations. Many days you said you go to jail in Japan? How many days?
Japan's 28 days. Don't pass go. Don't ask no questions. Don't collect $200.
Just for smoking weed. It doesn't even have to be yours. You just have to know, man. You know how other country. Anytime you go to another country, you better familiarize yourself with the laws. So I just thought it was sloppy of him.
Well,
he knows better.
Now, you know he didn't get locked up in Ghana. He got locked up in the United States.
Yes.
He got locked up coming home.
Yes. And actually, you know what? He's probably lucky that it happened that way. Because here, he's not going to see no jail time. He probably is just going to get in trouble, get a fine, whatever. I mean, we hope.
I mean, you never know. Country? Vic Mensa's been outspoken about a lot of black issues. Who knows where he ends up? God forbid, of course. But
Rosenberg was on your list today.
Well, I've got two things I'm going back and forth between. I mean, listen, obviously I'm tempted to do the story in the New York Post. Woman who binged 32 sushi rolls at all-you-can-eat buffet rushed to hospital.
Well, hit the
30
button.
32.
Congratulations. You played yourself. Yo,
32 rolls.
You keep eating and rolls. Eating at them things, man. It's really good, but you know.
It was a $50 all-you-can-eat sushi buffet at Sushi 85 out in Mountain View, California.
Mm.
She was on TikTok showing herself going off.
She did it for social media. Hit the button again.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
This was a TikTok stunt trying to get likes up.
32 rolls is around, 192 or something actual pieces of sushi? You think your stomach can really...
Five each. Wow. Might be more than that.
Six each. You think your stomach can absorb that much raw fish? No. But the other thing I was thinking about, Ebro, was the people this weekend who really felt the need, because it was trending constantly, to weigh in seriously on the domestic situation between Kanye and Kim Kardashian. Number one, I just can't understand people who really publicly want to get involved in choosing a side in someone's domestic dispute. Hit the button for just...
Congratulations. That's you played
fair.
Yourself.
That's not fair.
Why not?
Because it's a Kardashian and Kanye. We've been involved.
Right. Fair enough. Like, so you're saying it doesn't even count as private.
It's not. It's what's been private.
Fair. You know what? Fine. It's not. You're not doing anything wrong.
I'd be more surprised to find out something we didn't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, wow, they didn't share that.
No, you're right. It's not out of bounds to do it. I just can't understand wanting to spend your mind thinking about their situation. But listen, it's in all of our faces. I understand that.
What do they call it? It's a live action soap opera, bro.
But to see how quick people were, we talk about credibility a lot on this show, okay? To see how quick people were, Kanye jumps on camera in his car and says he's not allowed to go to his daughter's birthday. And to see the amount of people who instantly went to, I told you, don't turn a hoe into a housewife. I told you, Kim Kardashian. I don't understand, bro. Like, I'm not some Kardashian fan, but at the very least, Kim Kardashian has shown over the last several years to not make an ass of herself every week.
Well, I tell you what Kim has not done. Kim has stood by Kanye and all his antics and not badmouthed him in public
at
ever.
All.
At all.
And yet you see one rant from someone who's clearly, I'm not saying this to disparage Kanye, but every day it's something different. It's the new girlfriend running around with her. It's the fighting a paparazzo. It's something crazy every day. And the second he speaks, you immediately throw her in the garbage. Nah, hit yourself with the button.
Congratulations.
Well, they've been waiting.
You played yourself.
Well, not only that, I was really stuck on how he was like, yo, Travis Scott gave me the address. Your daughter's birthday was with Travis Scott's daughter. It was a co-birthday. It was Stormy and Chicago's birthday. Why you didn't just call Travis from the rip?
And then
why did this even go public?
It also came out that he's the one that Kanye wanted two birthday parties.
So Kanye had already planned a separate birthday and was like, yo, y'all didn't invite me to this one?
According to reports, yes. So I don't know, man. That's why we don't know what's happening behind the scenes, man. We do not.
No, no.
But that's why I'm saying just taking everything at face value is so ridiculous. And why are you on the gram? If you're that serious about your kids and you going with this whole speech that he's been going with of, yo, the one thing not to play with is my kids. I'm serious when it comes to being a father.
But
you doing it all on social media doesn't really support that like that. Just to be real.
Well, maybe he's documenting it for the court. Maybe it's like, yo, just in case this goes to court, I have documentation.
You could document that privately.
But in the separation, remember when they were getting their divorce, Kim was like, yo, I wanted joint custody. Remember? And then according to reports, it was the smoothest divorce because Kim was like, yo, you keep your stuff, I'll keep mine, we'll split this.
Well, Kanye's been documented saying the divorce is mad smooth too. Doesn't he say that in one of the songs?
Yes.
He says that on the game song.
Hey, bring up that game song. We might as well get into it right now. Hit the button.
A mess.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
By the way, and it was all promo for this game song. All of it.
That's sad.
Smart.
If it is, it's sad.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
all promo.
If it was all promo for a song that wasn't even Kanye's song, that's even worse. Then you really don't care.
What you mean? It is Kanye's song. He's on the song.
But yeah, for you're doing that much to promote someone else's record that you're a feature on?
Easy. My life
was never easy. Game kills this stuff.
Hit boy on the beat. My life was never easy.
My life was never easy. Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Six them up.
Yo, yesterday was kind of crazy, right? Because you had Aaliyah's birthday. Or not yesterday, this weekend. Sunday was Aaliyah's birthday. Sade's birthday was Sunday. Then you had the MLK day going on. Mary J. Blige's birthday was the other day. It's a lot of birthdays happening right now.
I think Michelle Obama, too.
Michelle Obama was yesterday, too.
Yep. Yeah, 58.
Crazy. And I found myself yesterday, I was really, really, and I posted a lot. Not so much on the Ebro Times, well, I should have, but on at Old Man Ebro. I was really consumed because I watched, you know, we've seen the clip multiple times of Martin Luther King Jr. being interviewed on NBC. And it was like a 30-minute interview that aired in color in like 1968. Right before, a few months before he was killed. And so I posted it all because it's been a while since I saw the whole thing. I always see clips. It's 25 minutes of Dr. King A talking about how he felt about his I Have a Dream speech many years later. B talking about what America is really going to have to do to confront what racism and white supremacy did to fracture the way our country views black folks. The way white people in this country and even black people themselves have been conditioned to view themselves. Mm-hmm. And then talking about the three evils of the militarism and, you know, the poverty and capitalism. And it was just, it really consumed a lot of my day yesterday, just reading about who the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was when he got killed, when he was assassinated. Because it's a very different person in many ways than the person who gave the I Have a Dream speech. And we're so inundated and so socially programmed with the I Have a Dream speech, many of us don't even know what the rest of the speech was about.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Which on that day, when he said before that speech, I Have a Dream, before the March on Washington, we are going to get our check. America owes us money. We're going to get our check.
Right, we're coming to collect.
We're coming to collect. And that was in what, 63?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wait.
August of 63 was the March on Washington.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And between that March on Washington and when he was assassinated in 68, a lot changed.
Right.
And he talks about the distraction of war and how the Vietnam War was distracting from making more progress in America at the time. I mean, it's just it's really interesting because MLK was talking about voting rights in the 50s. We're still talking about voting rights today. They go and vote on voting rights today. And like we said last week on the show, why is this still legislation? Why isn't this just a law?
Isn't today the day that they're supposed to
fight the filibuster today? Let's see if it actually happens. See if they really care about making sure that all people have an easy, easy way to vote. Because you're going to hear people say, black people and minorities is easier to vote than it ever been in history. All right, so why are y'all passing laws in state after state to make it harder?
Why are you shutting down voting locations to make people drive miles and miles and miles and wait hours and hours and hours when you know they can't do that?
What's wrong with mail-in ballots? All these things that would make, you know, it easy for people to vote. Why can't it be a day off of work to vote? No one should want to fight that.
Because as Martin Luther King Jr. said, and you know, I was down the rabbit hole yesterday, and he said a long time ago, said it in the 50s, a small minority in state after state is what's keeping people from voting. Republicans, the GOP, does not represent 50% of the population of the United States. They don't. And they know they don't have the numbers to continue to win and keep their agenda going, their white supremacist agenda going, so they make it hard to vote. They work to keep people uninformed, apathetic. They work to make, because they know all of this rigmarole, all of this back and forth is what discourages people from voting. So they work to make it hard, and then they make it complicated to follow along, and then they make it hard to get anything done. So potential voters are like, why am I even bothering? Because they know people are going to quit. I'm going to tell you who's not going to quit voting. White supremacists. Racists are not going to quit voting. So if you're out there like, yo, why do I even bother voting? I'm going to tell you who's not going to stop voting. White supremacists and racists. They not going to stop.
Well, and their leader was out there speaking this week, getting them all ready, making up his new lie of this was a good one. And Trump was out there saying, white people are getting sent to the back of the line. That was his big quote.
In New York.
In wow. New York, if you're trying to get a vaccine, if you're trying to get therapeutics, and you're white, you're getting sent to the back of the line. First of all, I don't know if you've seen what's going on in America. There are no lines for the vaccine. I don't know if anyone's aware of that. There's no line. You can just walk right up and get one. They're encouraging you to get one. But these lies are important. This is going to be, these things happening simultaneously make sense. You have people trying to prevent black and brown people from voting, and simultaneously trying to rally an ignorant base and tell them you are losing opportunities if you're white. That's the combo they're going to use to try to steal this thing in 2 years.
Yo, it was funny-ish watching that. That was a joke. That was comedy. I was like, yo, where's this happening now? I want to see that.
Now, and you know what bothers me?
I want to see. Yo, remember when the vaccine first rolled out and they were encouraged, they were bringing it to black neighborhoods and it was like, yo, we got vaccines for you. The lines, white people were going to black neighborhoods to get the vaccine. They was taking the appointments because black people wasn't taking them.
Yo, right. I ain't never seen so many people in the hood. Yo, bro, Yankee Stadium?
Yeah, I mean, Yankee Stadium.
Granted, for the baseball game to come out, but just to go all the way up to the... I know people that were going from Long Island to Yankee Stadium to get a vaccine. And that's a fact. I'm not even making...
It's a fact. We heard about it. It was everywhere. They were like, yo, there's people who are more technologically savvy, right? Because they have computers. Remember that whole controversy? Oh, what you trying to say? Black people don't know how to use computers to make appointments? No, they were trying to say that elderly people struggle to make appointments and people ain't making the appointments and white people are taking the appointments. That's what they saying. So anyway, it's all a sham is my point. And it makes people apathetic and yawn just like Laura did. Because then people don't vote. And then white supremacists, and then you wonder why you got all these racist judges put up in there, and it's because people don't vote. You're wondering why the prosecutors and the district attorneys is moving away, it's because people don't vote. You wonder why senators can't get anything done, it's because people don't vote. The Senate, The House, the judges, they and the states hold all the power. And we don't participate in local elections like that.
That's why local elections are so important. Oh, my goodness.
But anyway, I can't even get it off my mind. I was down that rabbit hole listening to a bunch of Martin Luther King Jr. yesterday. Because I have a dream. And then where you switch, you know, you turn on the news or you get on social media and you see all these corporations. Yo, the FBI put out a Martin Luther King tweet yesterday.
That was crazy.
Not.
The people who killed the man, the people who sent him a letter, the bureau who sent him a letter and basically told him to kill himself.
And they put out what yesterday?
They had a tweet.
They put out a tweet yesterday celebrating Martin Luther King Jr.
The FBI did.
The hypocrisy. It's crazy.
Yo, no shame, bro.
No shame.
Their tweet, the FBI. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? This MLK 2022 and every day, the FBI remains dedicated to service and committed to protecting our communities. And then WikiLeaks put out the letter, FBI letter to MLK telling him to kill himself within 34 days or face a sex smear. Because they were going to put out the tapes where, you know, of him cheating on Coretta. And they put out the letter.
So
my mind, that's where my mind is at today. That's why talking about Kanye and his whole shenanigans and end up showing up to it, like all of that doesn't even make no sense to me. Yo, we are still stuck in the same place we were stuck in 1968, in 1963. Mm-hmm. And most of it is because we refuse to come to terms with who we really are as a country.
Right. It was a tweet.
Which is a goddamn scam and a lie.
It's all a lie. It was a tweet by his daughter who said, Beatrice King, she said, please don't act like everyone loved my father. He was assassinated. A 1967 poll reflected that he was one of the most hated men in America. Most hated. Many who quote him now and evoke him to deter justice today
would have been against him.
Would likely hate him and may already hate him. The authentic king.
Yeah, Bernice King was keeping it real yesterday.
Yeah.
Yo, how crazy is it that Martin Luther King's granddaughter, who's, what, 10?
Yeah.
She's a 10-year-old, is giving speeches about voting rights in 2022. Yo, what? There is no other way to look at that than a failure. How do you get up today and go, yo, nah, America, we doing good? When the man who is arguably one of the greatest patriots in the history of this country believed in the hope and dream of this country, you use his image and his I Have a Dream speech to just basically be a catalyst for coming together and integration and everything we could be. His granddaughter still has to get up at a microphone and say, yo, pass voting rights legislation. Shame on you.
Her grandfather was in the Oval Office talking about voting rights 57 years ago.
How do you even wake up today and go, nah, we getting this right? We are not getting it right. We should be ashamed of ourselves. And I can't think about anything else today. I'm sorry.
Not even DJ John?
Yeah, what about DJ John?
There he is. DJ John.
Dramatic pause.
John just popped into the video right now. There he is. Right on cue.
You see, this is why we can't have none. Because when it's time to be serious and really deal with something, we get goofy, man. DJ John's here, man. This is terrible. What a fail. This is a failure.
Welcome, Johnny.
It's DJ John. It's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny?
This is a fail.
Johnny.
Fail. Fail.
We was on the roll. We was on the roll.
It's a failure.
I didn't interrupt you.
Rick
reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Call right now. What are they calling for, man?
We're hooking you up to see tickets to see Lil Durk on tour April 24th at the Hammerstein Ballroom. Tickets available now at LiveNation.com.
Oh.
May Hot by Live Nation and Hot 97, baby.
It's a big ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Big ticket. John, how are you? So, in other news, the only other thing I'm thinking about is
Knicks lost.
Issa went to the Knicks game yesterday.
Oh,
cool.
Oh, nice.
So I've tried to expose Issa to many different sports franchises. She's been to Knicks games before. We watch Nets games, watch Lakers games. Took her to a Yankees game, and I said, listen, Issa, this is going to be your team, okay? Go with the Yankees. It's a happy life over here most of the time. You know what I'm saying? Focus. I'm gifting you the Yankees, okay? So you can... It's just a great experience all the way around. Historic franchise.
It's a happy life.
So it's a happy life, man. Be a Yankees fan, man. But anyway, her mom, they go to the Yankees, to the Knicks game yesterday. Of course, the Knicks lose. Issa comes out with a Knicks t-shirt. I'm like, damn.
Yay.
Look at
no, I'm happy. I'm happy for her. If she wants to be a Knicks fan, cool. Listen, Knicks fans are phenomenal.
We're loyal.
That's right.
Dedicated.
Did you teach Issa how to say bing bong F your life?
No. I taught her how to create. All I said to her was just make sure you're sure that you want to be a Knicks fan because they don't often win.
Damn.
Yeah, it's not a happy life.
It's not.
Right.
No.
So, but if she was like, Daddy, who do you want me to be a fan of? I said, I'm supportive of whatever you want to be a fan of. I said,
not to mention you're supportive of half the teams in the league, so you could just choose whoever you feel like.
Choose whatever you want. Choose what your grandfather's a Knicks fan. If you want to rock with him, go for it. But I'm here to tell you, as your father, my job is to give you the honest truth. You won't be winning a lot.
It'll be a struggle life.
It'll be fun. There'll be great videos on the internet, people drinking and going bing bong, and there'll be a song, and the stadium be sold out, and it'll be all of this fanfare. Right. You won't be winning, though.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You will not be winning. The Knicks are a microcosm of America. You know what I'm saying? You take the Knicks and the fans of the Knicks, and then overlay that with the United States. Denial. A bunch of people in denial of reality. You're not as good as you think you are. It's a failure.
This is mean to Knicks fans to compare them to America. That's not right.
It's just a small look inside of America where people. Dallas Cowboys fans, the same thing. Overlay that with America every year. Oh, until next year. No.
That's right.
Fail.
The struggle
Issa's
is real.
Issa's going to be okay. Issa's going to be
fine. It's amazing. It's amazing that John presses both those buttons, Dallas and the Knicks.
True.
Well, John, failure.
Stop me, bro.
Who's on the line?
Oh, we got Shakira.
Shakira, hello? You a Knicks fan? You a Knicks fan, Shakira?
Honestly, nah.
Honestly, as if she was going to lie to us.
Not passionate at all.
Yo, Shakira, answer this question super fast. You're going to see Lil Durk. Big ticket. Big ticket.
Shakira, I hope you were paying close attention. Here's your question. Can you tell us what is the NFL team in Dallas called?
Wait, what? Yo.
Come on.
The Cowboys.
Cowbells.
Cowbells.
Correct.
The Cowbells.
Correct.
Wow. I like cowbells.
I like the cowbells.
The cowbells and the cowboys.
Wow.
Correct.
All right, John.
Okay. DJ John, okay. Here's your question.
Google.
Okay. Who threw a touchdown pass to Golden Richards in Super Bowl XII against the Denver Broncos?
Golden Richards? Elway?
Roger Staubach.
Wait, what year was it? I'm sorry.
It's too late. What did you say? You said Elway, right?
Yeah, he did say Elway.
That was incorrect,
John. The right answer is Robert Newhouse.
Robert Newhouse trivia.
Sorry,
yo. What's his lady's name?
Shakira.
Oh, yay.
Going to see Lil Durk Hammerstein Ballroom. Yo, I haven't heard Hammerstein Ballroom and concert in a long time, son.
You mean like Hammerstein hasn't done a lot, or like you haven't thought about doing anything until?
Either
long?
I don't know. I have no idea. I just haven't heard it, and I'm happy to hear it. We used to be some great shows over there, man. Hopefully they get it back cracking. Hang on, Shakira. We'll get your info. Let's go. Flashing lights. Laura Stiles. Yo, keep it locked, too. In about 30 minutes, we're giving away $500. Money.
Lights. You're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
So, yes, there was a lot of Kanye drama over the weekend. A lot of personal stuff. But when it comes to music, something leaked over the weekend, a song called My Life Was Never Easy with The Game. The snippet first leaked on the internet, specifically one where Kanye takes a shot at Pete Davidson. Check this out.
One second.
Okay. I'll give you guys a topic.
Y'all wasn't ready.
No, we wasn't ready.
And here
it's right
it is.
Here we Kanye. Go.
Oh, this is bad.
Kanye talking Pete Davidson.
Oh, this is terrible.
Here.
Got you.
We having the best divorce ever. If we go to court, we'll go to court together. Matter of fact, pick up your sis, we'll go to court together. I watch 4 kids for like 5 hours a day. I wear these Yeezy boots everywhere, even in the shower today. I got love for the nannies, but real family is better. The cameras watch the kids, I stop taking the credit. Not custodial dad, I bought the house next door. What you think the point of really being rich for? When you give them everything, they only want more. Bougie and a ruler, y'all. I need to do some chores. Rich ass kids, this ain't your mama house. Climb on your brother's shoulders, get that top ramen out. God sent me from that crash, just so I could beat Pete Davidson's ass.
Who?
And my new bad.
I have two major issues with that part. Number one, I maintain that the way he tries to squeeze in Pete Davidson's ass just doesn't work from a rhyme scheme standpoint.
Wait, he squeezed Pete Davidson's ass.
Hello. <My Lord. laughs> Number one, I don't like the way that the bar. And then also, having his new girlfriend go,
who? Is it confirmed
corny.
That it's her?
Yes, that's the word in the streets. He was like, yo, babe. I want you to show my ex-wife what time it is. Yo, it's crazy. Julia Fox is practically playing her character in the movie Uncut Gems in real life.
Yep.
If you really think about it.
I don't really care about none of it. All I care about is the fact that I hope Kanye's seeing his kids, and I hope this is all just shenanigans for the internet. I hope in real life it's smooth.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure in real life it's super smooth and easy. This is all...
He said it's the best divorce ever. So I'm hoping that's real. Like, I really hope that, because I just don't want, I don't know. I don't want anybody to have problems with their kids, man. That's the worst.
I mean,
And I know people got caught up this weekend, and I was like, yo, why are you on the internet talking about she won't let you come to the birthday party when you could just text somebody? Because when I found out it was a birthday party with Stormy and Chicago together, why didn't you just hit Stormy's parents and say, where's the party?
But then it came out that he wanted a separate birthday party. So that's why he wasn't invited, because he was going to have his own. And then when all of this came out, he said how everything was, he shows up to the party and everybody showed him love. Like, yeah, you're welcome here.
Ibro, how many times have you ever had a difficult conversation or moment with Issa's mom and decided to take that to social media to share it with the world? How many times? Just curious.
It's never happened.
Never happened. Interesting.
It's never happened. I've never even brought it to the radio. And I'll be up here telling all my business.
Because it's that near and dear to you, you take it that serious. You're not going to be like, let me turn this into a moment for Hollywood Unlocked. That's the part I just can't respect. Like, yeah, it's great that you love your kids, but the truth is, people know when you bring up kids, it's an instant public sympathy card. Oh, don't mess with the man and his kids. Don't mess with the man and his kids. But if you're that serious about you and your kids, why are you on the web making games of it? Handle it in real life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel the same. I feel the exact same. And it's that's crazy. Why I say I hope it's not real. I hope it's shenanigans because a new song came out and he want to... Just, you know, Kanye just want to be talked about, man. He's addicted to being talked about. Because when he doesn't want to be talked about, guess what? He goes away. Yeah, Kanye knows how to go away, man. He does it all the time.
You know, I was thinking about this weekend, though. Do you guys remember, like, when he was going big on the fashion thing, like, 10 years ago? He really stated, like, he wanted to be Michael Jackson. That was like his thing. I want to be Michael Jackson. And rather than do that with like musical dominance, he has done it through like a myriad of crazed public meltdowns.
Right, but that Michael Jackson had the same stuff going on.
Which, what do you mean, the public meltdowns?
No, not the public meltdowns, just the paparazzi, the
wacko jacko,
the craziness.
He decided to go for the wacko jacko. Instead of Thriller and Off the Wall, he was like, let me go for the tabloid.
But
Michael
he's already
instead.
Done the Thriller and Off the Wall.
I guess.
I mean, not literally, like he hasn't had an album as big as that, but he's done the musical greatness. And even on this last project, as crazy as the rollout was, there was some greatness in the rollout of this last project. But no, also remember, the Kardashian machine is the reality TV show relationship family drama stuff. This still plays into that brand.
Mm-hmm.
And Khloe still got stuff going on too, with Tristan having side kids and the whole thing is in public. The whole thing.
It's a mess.
It's a mess. That's your Flesh and Light report. The time is 8:06 today. It will be another cold day, a high of 32 degrees, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
We got some money. You want some? We giving it away. Keep it locked. I tell you how to win. It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg. Good morning. It's WQHT morning. New York. Cast 1, 97 minutes commercial free. Let's hit it right now, son. That's all you need. You don't need that, Johnny. Chill with that. Just get to the tunes, B. Let's go. Y'all still hate this song.
I know.
This song is not dope.
It's really not. It's not dope.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
They asked me what I wanted to talk about right now, and I just wanted to talk respectfully that song sucks.
How do you feel about that?
The one that was just on.
But what song? What song? Tell me.
It's Big Lotto.
I don't know. All I know is it samples the Tom Tom Club, which is a fire record. It samples Mariah Carey's Fantasy, which was a dope record with ODB on it. That, though, is stinks. And the only reason you think you like it is because you like the other ones. I said what I said.
You're not.
And it's not personal to the artist. I don't know that woman. I'm happy for her with the success or whatever.
There you go.
I hope it leads to more success.
That's the respectfully part. That's the respectfully part.
Play the Tom Tom Club. Genius of Love. No, what's it called? Genius?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. That's a bop.
Classic.
Do you consider fun?
Natural fun.
We're talking about having sex. Natural fun.
Oh, natural.
Yeah, now play the Mariah Carey joke. Exactly.
New York in the house. It's Brooklyn in the house. Uptown in the house. Charlotte, are you in the house? Boogie Down, are you in the house? Sacramento in the house.
Yo, this song lasted for eternity, and ODB probably thought it up on the spot.
No, it was after he was in a. It was after he. Remember the whole story? He fell asleep for like a day and a half in the studio. Yeah. They couldn't get it recorded, and he just woke up, recorded, and went home. And it took him like 5 minutes.
Yep, and we've been saying
after
it ever since.
After they waited 36 hours.
And then they said he didn't want to do the video because he wanted to get paid and he wanted a new wardrobe. So he's like, I'm not doing the video.
Yeah, so he's not in
he
it.
Said this, he said this at the... No, he's in the video, but he said this at the video. They got him with that. They got him everything.
Oh, but didn't they do like a separate shot with it? It just like felt like his part looked different.
Yeah. Now play this new thing again that everybody thinks they like.
Faster.
Hey, Dad, when you gonna stop playing? That chick, I could be a fantasy. I could tell you got beat energy.
I'll tell you, the mix is beautiful on it. It's a great mix record. It's made for radio.
Like a melody. And if your girl ain't right, I got a remedy. It ain't too many of them that can handle me. That chick, I could be a good one.
Nah, bro.
Nah, bro.
It sounded better with the build-up. You know what I'm saying?
When you put them all together.
Right, then you're like,
when you put them all together?
You can see the progression of times, but isolated and on its own is like,
hey. I actually don't hate it. It's just fine.
Of course you don't hate it. But that's see, here's the thing. I'm sorry, Laura. I just got to say this. The whole point when you sample a record is there's no way you're going to hate it. You love the original. You're not going to hate it.
I understand.
You love the original. Matter of fact, you love two records that were made like that. There's already two in the can that you love. The reason I say it sucks is because it's not better than the other two. You didn't do anything.
I think the part that stands out for me, I every time I hear this song, I think about the fact that Lotto did not know where the sample came from.
Wait a minute.
She did it?
Wait a minute.
There was like a social media backlash. It was a thing because she didn't know where the sample came from.
She said that.
Wait. She didn't. Wait, no. Time out. Walk me through this before I unravel.
Hold on. Let me just do it.
So you got to hold my hand, Laura.
Was she defending the fact that people said it was a ripoff by being like, I didn't even know the original?
Okay, here's
Rosenberg.
Here's the boss-up headline.
All right. Walk me through
Lotto catches fantasy flag for not being fully familiar with Mariah Carey's sample used.
Wait, she didn't know Mariah?
Hold on. Go ahead, Laura. Keep going. Read it. That's just a headline.
Okay. Lotto this week. Rapper claimed that she wasn't fully familiar with the sample used in her hit song Big Energy. The infectious tracks features fully a sample familiar. From the Tom Tom Club's Genius of Love, the same tune that can be heard in Mariah Carey's hit single Fantasy. Lotto, who often refers herself as a big fan of the 5-time Grammy Award winner, said she wasn't familiar with Mariah Carey's 1995 classic despite her obsession with Mariah.
All right, stop. Okay, what?
Wait. And this was in an interview with Nessa.
Wait, she said to Nessa, she's an
how
admitted
old is this, by
Mariah
way?
Fan. How could you be a Mariah fan and not know Fantasy?
Wow.
It's a top five Mariah Smash.
I had them play Tom Tom Club. My engineer, no disrespect, he was like, girl, this was at all the cookouts. I'm like, well, you're going to have to play it for me because I don't know who this is.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
But they did play it for her.
Yeah, me too. It makes me sad.
But they did play it for her.
But you wouldn't think in like the session some
And by the way, this is how out of the loop I am. Laura knew about this and didn't bring it to the show. She probably didn't bring it to the show because she knew I was going to thrash the new artist. So Laura was protecting the girl Lotto and this song because Laura is an amazing human being most of the time.
No, but then I'm going to bring it up right
Why do you have to give her a caveat?
Because y'all know Pisa Ish Styles. Y'all know what it is.
Let's not lie completely. To throw us some bail, y'all, though, that song did come out. I just looked it up. She was born in 98. That song came out 3 years before she was born.
Well, that's what I was going to say. That's what I was going to say is at least her engineer played it for her while they were recording this song.
But she said the word. It says in the article, at least, that she is known to be a big fan of Mariah Carey.
So she missed one. She missed one.
Yeah. I can see that happening.
That's missing something.
I'm more angry that the song isn't. Look, here's my thing. Whenever you sample a record, I feel like it should make me excited that you use the sample, and then what you do with the sample should make me excited. What you do on the song should make me excited. If it's not exciting, I just feel like it sucks. Like, why did it even happen? If you're not going to make it better. I don't feel like they made that Tom Tom Club, the use of it, better. And I've heard the girl Lotto rap. I don't even think she's rapping her best on that song.
Well, it's a pop record. It's not her attempt to.
I don't give a damn.
I'm just saying, that wouldn't make sense. She's not going to rap on that.
She could bar it up. Who's she trying to please on the song? Was she trying to be? What's she trying to be here?
I don't understand what you're saying to me right now. If you're making a pop record like that, when do people say, oh, I got this really familiar pop sample. Let me jump on here now and show them every skill set that I have. You want simple, catchy
words. Yeah, but it doesn't have to be every skill set, but look what Biggie did with Juicy.
I mean, yeah, Ebro. The greatest of all time.
No, but I'm saying, but he didn't flex his ultimate skill set on Juicy.
True.
He kept it easy and simple and digestible for everybody.
But you're still comparing in the end, you're still comparing
what Biggie did. What Biggie did. No, I know. I'm just saying. She could have told a story on it. She could have. It was just lazy to me. It just wasn't her best. That's all I'm saying. And I don't think they did anything with the sample. That's all. I don't think it's a great song. It's not good.
Hey, listen.
You're
I like it better than
only because we heard better stuff from her.
I've heard her rap better, and the song's not good.
Nice cleanup, Laura. But also, let me just say, that was really nice. It's still better than Way Too Sexy. Just keep it 1,000.
Ooh,
you'd
I
still, you'd still
know.
Rather hear it.
I don't
I'd rather
know.
Hear it.
I don't know. Yo, I hate I both of those songs. Way Too Sexy only works for Instagram, first of all, or TikTok or whatever it is. I hate it. The Big Lotto record, I don't know if it works anywhere.
No, Ebro, girls like that record.
Man, girls like anything that sound cute, man.
You know, I think, you know, people
Oh, it's cute.
You know,
no, that song
Lotto
is cute.
Like
Big energy. Shut up.
But familiar samples at least feel good. Except, here's the difference, Ebro. Here's the difference. Drake and Future, they used a familiar sample that I hate. I never wanted to hear I'm Too Sexy ever again.
Ever.
So I give it to Big Lotto because at least she used something that I like to hear. Who wanted to hear Right Said Fred ever again in life?
Ever again.
Come on. I'm taking Big Lotto over Way Too Sexy. I'm taking it.
Yo.
No. Play, morning with play, Laura play. Stiles and Rosenberg.
My Lord.
You love this, Rosenberg. This goes out to Peter Rosenberg.
I was so tired at this song back in the day. I was like, what is this?
Hey, yo. You know what I spend a lot of time thinking about, Rosenberg? because we've been doing this a long time.
My shirt.
I spend a lot of time thinking about how many songs we've hated as radio people that we play because they're popular. Okay? So just so the audience knows, 75% of the music that gets played, most of the DJs that work at the radio station hate these goddamn songs. But they're popular, so our job is to play them. But then years later, what ends up happening is there's young artists that are like, yo, I heard that song when I was a kid, and it influences the way they end up making music later.
Mm-hmm.
I spend a lot of time thinking about how there's young people making music right now that heard something 10 years ago on the radio that we all hated. We hated it. Mm-hmm. But that 10-year-old in the car with his mom, her mom, whatever, heard that and it influenced how they make music later on. And I'm still here. And then I hate the music they're making too, because they're making music based on the music I hated 10 years ago.
Damn. What a bad cycle. What an endless loop.
Oh, my sad. God, it's killing me. So I think about it a lot. I'm like, yo, y'all making this because so-and-so made some trash 10, 15 years ago. And because that was successful, you think it's a good idea to make it again. And it was terrible.
But it works.
But it works, man. it works. It's back to America. It's a microcosm of America. It's terrible, but we're still putting up with it. We know it sucks. We know it sucks. Turn that up. This sucks. This sucks. Yo, if you've ever danced to this, or at a club, and you're in a club, and you're like, fine, they're playing it. There's some hot girls here. There's some hot dudes here. Aye, fine. And the next thing you know, you're back at the club the next week trying to meet someone. This sucks, too. All of this sucks.
Shawty knows the dance.
Wasn't there a big dance? Whooping Gangnam Style.
Yo, Gangnam Style is kind of hard, though.
Somebody going to bring it back.
Don't bring it back. 10 years from now, somebody's going to sample Gangnam Style. And we're going to be like, why'd you do that? This sucks. And they'll be like, well, when I was a kid, it was popular. I used to love that song in the car with my mom.
With my mom.
Why is this happening?
I don't know.
It all sucks. That's why it's happening. Let's get to the guru. Something that mostly doesn't suck.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shawty Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru, Laura, at gmail.com, with the gurus unite.
Side to side.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Clear the negative vibes and welcome positive ones. Shawnee Coltrane, burn that sage.
Burning the sage.
Rosenberg, tell us, who's in need of our help today?
The guru, Laura, at gmail.com. The guru, Laura, at gmail.com.
Saving lives live.
Saving lives live. That's right, Shawnee. Send us the emails. It was a long weekend. Let's reload the inbox with everyone's questions. Today's in the guru inbox at thegurulaura@gmail.com. Dear gurus, I'm a 28-year-old who drives semi-trucks for a living. So I listen to you guys every day through the podcast.
Okay.
I'll try to keep this simple. I really need some advice. I've proposed recently to my high school sweetheart, and we've been together almost 2 years. We're trying to plan a wedding next year. My parents are 50, and hers are in their late 60s and early 70s. Recently, her mom and aunt basically said, why spend $20,000 on a venue when you don't know if you're going to be with him after 5 years? Suggesting early divorce. Extremely disrespectful, when in person, they're super nice. Her father, who I thought I got along with, began to question my manhood and cursed at me because I bought a brand new car while she still has an old one. I've blocked him since out of respect. Should I pull up on them and address my issue or fall back and keep it cordial? P.S. They're driving me crazy, even though it's not their wedding. Signed, Irritated Fiance. I'm confused. He's 28 years old.
Right.
And it's their high school sweetheart. We've been together almost 2 years. So I guess they got back together?
Maybe. I'm assuming.
Because I'm trying to understand how a 28 high school sweetheart, 2 years.
So yeah, maybe it must have been like a breakup, got back together.
Too. Yeah.
Now it's been 2 years.
This guy.
Just pull up, as he said.
Let's.
Don't pull up on the in-laws. You know what I'm saying?
Let me be real with you. That's I'm going to be honest with you. Y'all have not been together long, and you're young, and you're making major life plans.
Right.
Don't get tight that her family's saying, hey, don't waste your money. You don't know if you're going to be with him in 5 years. Listen, that's how they feel right now. Hey. Their job is to protect her.
They don't know
and
you.
You're new. I know you sort feel of. Like you've... Y'all sort haven't been together since you were 17.
Right.
This would be a different situation if y'all told me you'd been together since high school and now you're 28 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But you've been together 2 years. They're saying they're a little worried. I don't think any of the issues you expressed were that disrespectful. Now... Then the father-in-law getting mad at you because you bought a new car when she has an old one already. I don't know your financial situation. I know if it's not a good one and you wasted money on a brand new car and I was her father, I'd be saying the same thing.
Well, not only that, but the father's saying that in the context of, didn't he just say don't waste money on something else too? Like,
yeah, they're talking about don't waste money on the venue.
The wedding.
Right, because clearly the parents are like, yo, what are y'all going to do for your house? What are you going to do to make sure you're financially stable? You're supposed to be taking care of our daughter and you're making bad financial decisions. This is normal. They're supposed to be saying that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're doing everything right. I don't think it's something that he has to...
Yeah, they're just trying to protect their daughter.
Yeah, 2 years. And you know, in 2022, 2 years is not a normal 2 years in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? They don't know you. They didn't see you in 2020.
Well, and clearly they know the financial situation or lack of.
There's something he's not telling us for sure.
Because otherwise they wouldn't be that worried.
Yeah.
And don't traditionally the woman's parents put up money for the wedding or something?
Well, that's what's going on.
Supposed to be, yeah.
Are they the ones saying, why waste $20,000 on a venue?
Right.
So it sounds like it is her family who's maybe doing that.
And you buying new cars.
It sounds like there's some irresponsible behavior going on here, and you're upset that her family's calling you guys for it. That's what it feels like.
Be easy, fam. You propose too soon, really. To be honest, yeah,
if we're gonna keep it a thou wow,
you're 28 you know, years like, old. You've been together 2 years,
bruh.
And you're proposing already?
Signed fiancé? I'm coming up.
Engaged for a couple years, too. You know that's normal, right?
Yeah. Like that's a great point, too. Hey.
I got a question for gurus.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
If they were high school sweethearts, why didn't they stay together? And what brought them back together?
Great question.
This time?
Probably the pandemic.
And if whatever brought you back together is fleeting or... You know, a rush job. Who knows what brought y'all back together? You know, we don't know. Do people already have children? Or is somebody already have a child here? And they're kind of like swinging from a bad relationship back into this, trying to...
Monkey bars.
There you
no
go.
No details, bro. No details. We don't have any.
So that might be also be why the parents are like, yo, chill. Chill, 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 chill.
It's a great question. I'll just tell you, man. I'm almost at 2 years... with my girlfriend, and I'm a grown-ass adult.
Speak on it.
I cannot, and I'm not saying I'm not, like, you know, close to wanting to make life decisions and things like that. Remember, I'm divorced. I'm 42. It's been almost 2 years. I can't imagine at 28, after 2 years, you're just like, yo, let's do everything right now. Chill. Chill, bro. Y'all have time. Why does everyone feel the need to do this? Don't get caught up with the Joneses because you're on social media and you're seeing your friends doing things.
Yeah, and by the way, people make bad decisions all the time. It happens. And and respectfully, it's kind of like that Lotto song.
Respectfully.
It's like that Lotto song.
Here comes the respect.
People make bad decisions all the time. Why did they make that song? It doesn't mean that they're bad people. You know what I'm saying? It's just a bad decision. So we're not saying that y'all are respectfully.
So what are we trying to say, man?
I'm trying to say, listen to the parents.
Right. And auntie who's like, yo, you going to spend all this bread? And you don't even know if this going to last right now? She don't trust you.
Facts. And stop pushing back because it's going to be a long, difficult life for you, bro. If you're starting now, you're already beefing with the parents. Right. You guys, it's 2 years in.
You said they're nice to you. Like he said they're nice to me. Chill.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with slowing down.
Yeah.
And all that. So say the guru.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. No new weakness.
You want to hear a song that doesn't suck?
Yes.
Joey Badass, Brooklyn.
Ooh, this one hits.
I'm really, really out for blood this time.
On the way, flashing lights. Laura Stiles was popping.
Coming up in the Flashing Lights Report, I'll clear up this Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul situation that people have been rumored about. So we'll clear it up coming up, Flashing Lights.
I'm really, really out for blood this time.
Revenge. Joey. Badass.
Batman.
Call right now. We got a half a grand in somebody's hand. French Montana giving away $500. You want that money? Half a grand in your hand right now. They
say success. Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Joey Badass. You ain't lying, Joe. Yeah. See, bro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning, man. Shawnee Culture is really effed up right now. Shawnee, talk to the people. What happened, man?
Family, I think Betty White's birthday is today or yesterday. She would have been 100. I'm really upset with the fact that she didn't make it to 100, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know why this bothers me. You know what I'm saying? But it does. She was right there. It's like somebody getting all the way to the finish line and Shawnee, collapsing before the line.
Shawnee, they had the party planned and everything.
Yeah.
You know that, right? They had a party planned. Wasn't there an NBC special or something?
Yeah, she tweeted like, I'm about to do my 100 with NBC. We lit.
A lot of networks were doing Betty White stuff. Like even the Game Show Network was going to run nothing but Betty White Game Show appearances. Like they were ready, man. Everybody was ready.
And now is that still going to happen?
It happened.
I think that was yesterday. Yeah. That was yesterday, still happened. Guys. Oh, okay. That was a special that aired.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it, y'all. I don't like it.
Now, here's a good one, Shawnee. Now, Rosenberg, you pointed out Norman Lear.
Well, I know Shawnee.
Good Times, Jeffersons.
Right, because Shawnee pointed out, you know, other people in the past who almost made it to 100. And I said the two to watch are you have Mel Brooks, who's 95 years old, legendary comedian, young Frankenstein.
Respect him.
Mel Brooks is 95. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then Norman Lear, the greatest TV producer of all time, Good Times, The Jeffersons, Facts of Life, everything. He's 99. He turns 100 in July.
Wow. He was up at the Facts of Life live action joint they just did, right?
He dropped an F-bomb on TV that night.
At 99, who cares?
At 99. Right?
You know what you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Live your life. You know what I'm saying? So we gotta watch him till...
Yo, that's the only reason I wanna live to be like 85 and 90. So I can just be like, yo, what you gonna do?
What you gonna do to me now? You know what I'm saying?
Now, yo, Shawnee, this will make you happy, though. Like, our Betty White's assistant posted on Facebook yesterday a picture of Betty. Mm-hmm. That was snapped 11 days before she passed away. And she said, hello, everyone. This is Kirsten, Betty's assistant. On this special day, I wanted to share this photo of Betty. Mm-hmm. It was taken on 12/2021. I believe it's the last photo of her. She was radiant and beautiful and happy as ever. Thanks to all of you who are doing kind things today and every day to make the world a better place. Wow. And she looks so cute.
I love Betty White's energy, always. But I've justified it in my brain because she was like 17 days short or something like that.
Yeah.
Technically,
she made it.
She did do 100 in that body. You understand what I'm saying? Because she was still in the belly. Right.
Exactly. Right. You dig what I'm saying? She was in the womb on her way through the canal.
Facts. So she didn't really fall short in some respects if you look at it in a certain kind of way. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you for being a friend.
Exactly. So, you know what I'm saying? She made it to 100.
She was
special. I saw a lot of people posting. Ebro, you mentioned all the birthdays earlier. She was another one this weekend. I saw people posting. She was just such a pioneer when it came to the things she did about gender, race, at times when people weren't talking, man. She was a dope, dope person.
Gotta play this version.
Hey, so we started from the bottom, now we're here.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. This is my part right here. Ooh. If I need it,
flashing lights, Laura style.
So hallelujah.
Happy 100. On the flash lights, lights. Oh, man.
Laura style's gonna put us on. Wait, guys. Somebody's on the line. Remember, we have $500 that we just gave away. Shawnee, pick it up.
Just a random?
We called it to number
Take
eight.
Somebody up right now, son.
Come on. Let's go.
Yo, Shawnee, you forgot how to do this?
Nah, I mean, I got it.
We've been doing this for 100 years.
Ain't no name.
I'm going to go with this one right here.
Hello. Good morning. Hello? It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg. Who this?
This is Lori.
Lori?
Yeah?
You just won $500. You get a half a grand in your hand. Yeah, money.
Congrats,
that's right,
Lori.
We're giving away a half a grand in your hand courtesy of you getting paid. paid. We love you for listening too, Lori.
Love you guys too. Oh my god. Happy New Year.
Yes, that too. Hang on 1 second. We gotta get the info from you so we can get you paid. 1 second. Laura Stiles, back to the flashing lights.
Let's go. Yes, we needed to hear from Lori. Congratulations.
Goodbye.
Okay. So remember I was so disappointed when I started seeing this rumor online, the Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul. I was like, please, Rosenberg, tell me it isn't so. Well, you know, there was rumors saying that there was a report that they were in deep negotiations to fight. But Mike Tyson went on Twitter and said there was a headline that said that it was happening. And Mike Tyson wrote, this is new to me. I just saw Jake in St. Bart's and he never mentioned it. So I'm hoping that means no for all of us.
I know this may surprise people with being how big a Mike Tyson fan I am. I don't hate the idea of it.
Why?
Mike could get $30 million in one night to not get hurt, and he won't get hurt against Jake Paul, why not? Is it going to really mess up his legacy? He's in his 50 years old. He's in his 50s. He's high. Like, no one's going to go, Mike Tyson used to be great, but then he had a fight with Jake Paul. Like, yeah. I don't know, Laura. If it's enough money to make the rest of his life chill,
all of these,
I'm not mad.
Well, what you've gotten accustomed to, Rosenberg, what I hear, and I don't disagree with you, what I hear is you've gotten accustomed to these exhibition fights for the sake of entertainment. Right? Like, we've all been conditioned now over the last couple of years to be okay. Even like with the Tyson Roy Jones.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
Where we were like, yo, hope nobody gets hurt. We don't know if this is a good idea. And we watched it and we were like, okay, they were careful enough to not try to hurt one another, but still, you know, it was an entertaining Saturday night. We all paid the pay-per-view, whatever. I think that's what your mind is conditioned for and what I hear you saying here. My biggest problem with the whole Paul brothers or Jake Paul, et cetera, is there are definitely people right now, because there was a story that Jake Paul, I think it was Jake Paul, made $40 million last year.
Sounds
in his
right.
fights, I think it was, yeah. And he was like one of the highest paid boxers other than Canelo Alvarez.
Yeah, okay? That sounds right.
My problem is people actually want to put him in the conversation with professional boxers.
Mm.
That's the only problem I have.
Right.
The only problem I have at this point is that people want to act like he's going to get in there with a real boxer.
Well, listen, if that ever happens, then you'll get to be, we'll get to see how he fares against a real boxer. And at the end, you'll either say, oh, so he is a real boxer.
Exactly.
Or see, he's not a real boxer.
That's right.
So eventually he's going to get there where he has to have a fight against a current active boxer, where you do not get to continue to consider this way. But I guess people really like spending money on these Jake Paul fights. I'm just looking at it from the perspective of Mike.
The bag.
Like, to the bag. You know, Mike, remember, Mike lost a lot of money, had to start over again, and he's made a lot back, and he's doing good now. I have no idea what his finances are now. I'll tell you this. If Mike is already sitting on $30 million, $40 million, I wouldn't even bother. But if he's, like, you know, working every year just to get by, you know, to have enough money to live, and you could get it in one night, I would have no judgment on his legacy.
And Mike won't try to hurt this kid. Mike will not try to hurt this kid. Mike, from what I could tell when I watch Mike have conversation with people, he just wants to have fun and show love. And if he can get in and have a good little workout and pick up $30 million and be on TV and spread love and positivity, he'll do it.
I hate it.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Why do you hate it, Laura?
I just feel like he's too...
He doesn't deserve it.
He's too good for this.
And too good for this, yeah. Mm. Like, I just don't feel like he needs to be part of the spectacle, but whatever.
Yeah.
Think of it like a workout.
Boxing is a spectacle.
Think of it, and also think of it like a workout, Laura Styles, like a sparring workout that he's getting paid a lot of money for.
Also, remember, boxing, Mike made his millions in boxing. Boxing is, it may be called the sweet science. From a business standpoint, it is filth. It is rip-off artists, con men, and garbage. I'm sorry. So that's what the whole sport is and has been for a long time. So don't feel too bad about it.
This is like Jay-Z doing a versus with Lil Nas X. You know what I'm saying?
It's really not.
That's what it feels like.
That's what your heart's telling you that, but it's not.
No. Because it's like this dude just popped up.
No. Your heart is telling you that. You have love for Mike Tyson. Your heart says that. It is not.
It's not that.
It's not that.
He wouldn't even spend 2 minutes thinking about it. He'd be like, all right, sure. And he'd show up and he'd make his money and go home. That's it.
Damn. In other news, someone just roasted us on Twitter because we forgot the birthday of the great James Earl Jones. His birthday is also January 17th, 1931.
James Earl Jones.
Okay, so,
Mufasa. So
he's 90?
Darth Vader.
A treasure.
93?
National treasure.
So we gotta pay close attention to him too, Rosenberg.
Shouts to J.E.J.
That's your Flesh and Legs report. Time is 8:56 today. Let me see. It's a high of 36 degrees. It's cold. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Look, coming up, Cast One's going 97 minutes commercial free and a half a grand in someone's hand. Make sure you keep it locked.
Play that Big Lotto for Ebro.
Yo, shout out to Big Lotto, respectfully. Respectfully.
Wake that ass up. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
The number one morning show in New York City.
Leader. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.